This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Ha
ha! Good Friday. What's going on with you guys today?
Plugging stuff in.
Sounds like Bucks fighting for his life over there.
Are you done?
Still.
Are you dying?
I thought I sounded better today. Is that not the case? Maybe not.
I think slightly.
Yeah. A little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. Slightly.
I think you've moved from cat aids to maybe like kitten aids. You know?
Oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah. It's getting slightly better. You know?
Are you sure you're not dying?
No, I'm not. It's possible.
Well, we're all dying. It's just a matter of time.
Are you dying rapidly?
Again, I'm not sure.
Will you be here next week?
Yeah. I hope so.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Going to the coast.
Why?
Because my dad, stepmom, stepsister, and her boyfriend are all coming up from the Bay Area and didn't really have enough room at our house for everybody and thought, let's dirty someone else's kitchen and sleep in someone else's beds. So
why don't you get Papa Buckley to buy you a bigger house? Just be like, hey, what are we doing?
You would think with my privilege that would be what we're doing here, but no, we're going to go.
You're getting free bikes.
We got an Airbnb in Manzanita, so we're going to be there for three or 4 days.
Tasty.
Don't get hit by a sneaker wave.
Try not to.
Rest that voice, okay? I'm a little worried about you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a little rough. It's a little rough.
A little worried. What's going on? Friday show, big show.
Big show.
I would say.
Really big show. Hot Daniel Jones news.
Yeah, I'm seeing that up on the telly there.
Yeah.
They released him, huh?
The Giants. Well,
at his request.
Yeah, he was like, look. Well, the only reason they benched him is like he's got a $23 million injury guarantee. So it's like it wasn't.
What does that mean?
Had he got hurt, they're going to release him at the end of the year, but he's got injury guarantee. So if he were to play and get hurt, they would be on the hook for $23 million. He ain't getting hurt. There is zero chance.
He has a good agent.
Yes, there is zero chance. Well, they gave him $43 million a year. And wait. I like that Daniel Jones was like, dude, what do you want from me? He's like, they gave it to me.
So how much? So he got a bunch of money.
He got a bunch of money.
And he, you know, obviously in the NFL, it's like, we give you these contracts, but then there's a guaranteed portion, like a signing bonus or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like
the only thing that matters is guaranteed money.
Yeah, guaranteed money. So he gets, I don't know what he got guaranteed.
I'm going to look it up for you.
But it was a lot. Yes. A lot of millions.
Yes.
And then you're saying on top of that, though he got the guaranteed money,
yeah.
If he got hurt, he would get another $23 million guaranteed?
Yeah, because so most contracts have clauses in them that are guaranteed for, you know, various injuries. And so you do see this sometimes where you're like, dude, we can't afford you to get hurt. You're not in our long-term plans. You know that we're moving away from it. So you know, they just, it's, if you do get hurt, there's no incentive for Daniel Jones to do anything other than be hurt. Because, you know, he's not getting that money. His guaranteed money is gone.
Yeah.
Most of the time, by the time you get to...
But if he got hurt, he would have gotten more.
Yes. Yes.
So that's why they benched him.
Yes.
And then he's like, well, okay, I get that, but...
Yeah, we're not doing
just
this.
Cut just cut me.
Yeah,
just... So that way I can go play somewhere else.
Yeah, but no
Because
he's
not going to get claimed on waivers.
No.
But he will... So then he'll be a free agent, and he can sign a cheap deal somewhere like Baker Mayfield did a couple years ago with the Rams.
Yeah. So in the offseason, if you wanted to, he will be available for fairly cheap. You know, he'll be one of those mid guys, and we've seen some success.
Wait, just to clarify, yeah. He can go somewhere this year. He can clear waivers,
yes,
and he'll become a free agent. If somebody, you know, like there's a lot of teams out there with no quarterback,
yeah,
and you know, maybe the Raiders bring him in, or maybe the Panthers, or maybe the Cowboys. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah,
Cowboys bring him in.
I just don't know,
and he's really good for them.
People said Jerry should bring him in for the Thanksgiving game
against the Giants.
Yeah,
oh, that's fantastic.
I just don't know at this point what. You know, what his market is. I mean, I guess if you bring him in now, you get him for nothing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, how many times have we seen the quarterback cost nothing?
Yeah.
And somebody will take a flyer on that. I mean, Baker was pennies on the dollar at the time. And
yeah,
Russell Wilson was pennies on the dollar. So it's like, fine, what? Let's do that.
Sure. But let's also be fair to those quarterbacks is they're not Daniel Jones. Like,
yeah, but come on. You're telling me he can't be a backup? Of course he can.
It'd be a backup somewhere, but no one... I don't...
Well, that's what I'm saying. So somebody brings him in. Like, there's a lot of really bad quarterback situations.
Sure.
Look no further than the Colts. Maybe the Colts bring him in to back up Richardson.
Yeah.
You know, and punt on Joe Flacco. Yeah.
He got $81 million in guarantees when he signed his deal. So...
He's a rich man.
He's a rich man. So they'll
Is he married?
They'll take the hit, and, you know, he'll get a chance next year to prove it somewhere.
Well, again, maybe this year.
I do not think he will be brought in this year to start somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say to start.
Yeah.
I just said,
sure.
You know, there's a lot of bad quarterback situations, so you bring him in. And who knows? Maybe somebody gets hurt, or maybe they do start him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's possible.
There's, you know, the last five or six games for certain teams is just, they're just throwaway games. It's like, well, let's tinker. Let's see what we got in this guy. Let's see if this guy can pick up our offense or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you know, he can. He's got good legs. So, I mean,
are they hot?
I bet you they're sexy legs. So, you know, maybe someone that, I don't know, that runs more of a mobile quarterback system. Yeah, maybe you could bring him in on the dirt cheap and have him be an emergency guy. You know, have him be a backup. But when you look at the mid-tier quarterback level next year, I don't know how many of those guys are going to be out there. We've seen a little bit of a resurgence lately, like, you know, with Marcus, obviously Baker, Geno. I mean, Sam Darnold had a nice run there, although he's kind of becoming Sam Darnold again in Minnesota. And I don't know what that market's going to be this offseason. Because Darnold will be available. Does Geno figure long-term in Seattle's plan? And so I think Daniel Jones will probably have to get in line and wait and see how all the dominoes fall. And he'll be like... He'll be the green bean casserole of Thanksgiving in that he will just be left. And if there's nothing else to eat, someone may take a scoop of it because you're hungry and it's there. And it's not the worst thing in the world, but no one really wants to eat. It's healthy. Yeah, no one really wants to
eat. Did you see that Daniel Jones, right after he got cut or released by the Giants, he was on the Cowboys website?
What?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, they put him on their team. He was on their roster, on their website. And somebody noticed it, and it went viral, and they took it down.
They took it down?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's one that actually does.
He had a player page, I mean, on there.
I mean, look, I don't know if you've seen any of Cooper Rush or if your eyes are allergic to it. But...
Well, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Like, throw him out there for next Thursday.
Yeah. Revenge game. Let's go.
I mean, there's, you know, you're not going to learn a system in that time, but does it really matter? Yeah, that one could make sense. I could see Dallas doing that because it can't be any worse than Cooper
Rush.
Well,
Stephen Jones...
Also, Jerry's. You asked if Daniel Jones is married. He has a longtime girlfriend who played lacrosse at Duke, where he went to college.
Oh, okay. Stephen Jones, Jerry's son, was asked about Daniel Jones, and he said, well, I think Cooper gives us the best chance to win games. And we really
got to be smoking something over there.
We really want to see what Trey Lance is doing. And, of course, long term, we're married to Dak.
Well, they are married to Dak. I think if you're Daniel, you're just trying to hope that you can pull a Sam Darnold. And I don't think I want to go to Dallas. I would try to land someplace where you have good structure around you and a good coaching staff, and you can prove that you deserve a second shot. Because at this point, I think Daniel Jones is viewed as a bust, and he's viewed as a backup, and he should feel very fortunate that for some reason. We talked about this. I'm wrong a million times on the show, but I will go back and I planted my flag on this. I said, when he signed that deal, I said in 2 years, this will be viewed as an atrocious contract, and they bid against themselves. No one was giving Daniel Jones $40 million. And I mean, no one. And those dumbasses chose to sign Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, and not Saquon Barkley. Good luck to you.
It was certainly widely panned at the time.
Yes.
But hey, enough sports.
Sports!
Here on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
Sports.
Enough of that.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Garbage. Garbage takes.
Yeah, someone was like, what is with all this
you
sports?
You piece of garbage!
Well, I looked up and there was Daniel Jones, and then we started talking about it.
Daniel Jones.
That's Malik Nabers saying
Daniel Jones.
Got his name wrong upon being drafted.
Daniel Jones.
Hey, how you feeling? Not to get into more sports, but did you see Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa are out?
Not great. Not great.
How you feel about that?
Not great.
Going into Green Bay?
Not great.
With Brandon Allen?
Is Brock officially out?
Yes. They ruled him out.
He's out.
They just ruled him out today.
And so is Nick Bosa.
I saw Bosa, but I did not see
Kittle that Brock. Active. So Brandon Allen will have him out there.
Yeah. The only good thing is that division sucks, so, you know. You got that going for you.
ESPN pointed out on their website, Niners have been favored in 36 straight regular season games. That likely to be ending this weekend.
Yeah, I would say that.
Probably. Yeah, they're catching points.
Yeah.
Yep. Catching a field goal. Probably more now.
One would think. That's not good.
Things... Brandon Allen, what college?
Is he Wisconsin?
Nope.
Virginia?
Nope.
North Carolina State?
Nope.
Is it a directional school?
No, he went to Arkansas.
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember him at Arkansas?
I do not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Were they really bad? They must have been really bad.
I wonder if his parents even remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. For whatever reason, wasn't there an Allen at Wisconsin? Am I, like, crazy?
Allen?
I thought there was an Allen that quarterbacked Wisconsin.
Maybe.
I felt actually pretty confident.
Sounds right.
When you said that, I felt pretty confident that Wisconsin was going to ring a bell.
Is that Braylon Allen?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
He was a running back.
No, I was thinking quarterback. I don't know why. Well, there's no such thing as a memorable Wisconsin quarterback not named Russell Wilson. So,
who is the greatest quarterback in Wisconsin history?
Russell Wilson.
No question?
No question. Who else has been there?
Well, I don't know. That's why I asked.
No.
Jim Sorgi?
It's Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was really, really good.
But wasn't he only there for a year?
Yeah. So? Dude, find me another Wisconsin quarterback.
Why are you yelling? I don't know.
I don't like this. I
don't
like
even win a Rose Bowl.
Wow, look at that. I think he was Big Ten Player of the Year.
I think he was too.
Yeah, I just, when you think of quarterbacks at Wisconsin, you think of
Scott Tolzien. That's who you think of. Scott Tolzien.
Brooks Bollinger.
Yeah, I remember Brooks Bollinger.
Jim Sorgi, as Buckley mentioned there.
By the way, the answer to this question is going to continue to be Russell Wilson.
Some guy named John Stockoe.
Yeah.
I love that name. Yeah.
Tyler Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, starting to...
Alan Everidge.
Starting to feel...
Scott Tolzien.
It's starting to look a lot like Russell.
Russ there.
I mean, it's definitely Russ.
Danny O'Brien.
No, but it's Russ. I like John Stockoe, though. And they all look exactly the same.
Yeah, John Stockoe might as well be a clone of Jim Sorgi.
Boy, they really do all look the same, don't they?
Is Russell, at least Russell Wilson was black.
Yes!
You know, at least you did that.
Black man.
I mean, for God's sakes, Wisconsin.
Maybe they should go that route.
Something. Exactly. The next time Wisconsin's recruiting a quarterback, be like, look, we love you, but you're far too white, and we can't keep doing this. Like, we're just, at some point, we have to say enough's enough. And that, it blows me away that a program as good as Wisconsin that's had success and has been to Rose Bowls, like, that's a really good school. Like, that's the best you can come up with? Alex Hornibrook, for God's sakes?
Oh, yeah, Hornibrook.
I mean, it's just...
I think Graham Mertz was
Graham
there for a hot
Mertz?
Minute. Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, Wisconsin. Somebody. Find someone with some rhythm that can dance and play a little quarterback. It's embarrassing.
So, they have Russell Wilson as the... best. These are the top 20 quarterback seasons in Wisconsin football history.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson's is not even close. It's number one. Yeah. Number two is John Stocko from 2005.
Yeah, great John Stocko.
Did you know the Daryl Bevel quarterback there?
Do you think if you No, I did not. Do you think if you go to a Wisconsin game that there's a John Stocko jersey somewhere in the crowd?
Like, no.
I don't know. Like, I would like to believe that there's like an old-time Badger fan that's like, ah, the glory days of Stocko. Let's do it.
Apparently, Bevel beat UCLA in the Rose Bowl in 93.
See? Terrible.
What a monster.
Jeez Louise.
Who's their greatest player then?
Greatest player?
Ron Dane.
Ron Dane, probably.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Are you serious?
Well, Russell Wilson, but I'm talking about...
J.J. Watt?
I was going to say, are you forgetting the Watt brothers?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Watts.
They
That's right.
Yeah, everyone forgets because Aaron Donald, like, J.J. Watt got Nadal.
Where did he start? He started at Central Michigan or something?
Yeah, they both were tight ends.
Yeah, I knew J.J. was.
And, that's wild.
But, like, he got... Well, I guess he didn't get Nadal. Then he would have gotten Federer. Because J.J. Watt had a case to be the greatest defensive lineman of all time. And then while he was still playing, this son of a bitch, Aaron Donald, came along and was like, yeah. Remember how people said you might be the greatest of all time, like right there with Reggie White? I'm better than you, and you're still playing. It was like, J.J. Watt was insane. We just forget about it because Aaron Donald was more insane. And then here comes T.J. Watt, who is a surefire Hall of Famer, too. So the correct answer to who's the best Wisconsin player ever, it's J.J. Watt with a side of T.J. Watt, and then what?
Well, they're not number one on this list I'm looking at here. Top 10 all-time. Oh, I guess these are from Wisconsin, just the state. So they have Mike Webster on here. But
yeah.
Oh, and then Crazy Legs Hirsch, too. But yeah. From the University of Wisconsin,
from
you're probably
the
right.
University of Wisconsin. I mean, there can't. Unless I'm just, my head is squarely planted somewhere.
No, he's going to go game one of those Milwaukee Butterhogs.
I got a list. We got Paul Gruber.
Hank Aaron.
Al Toon. I remember Al Toon.
Do you remember Hank Aaron?
I do remember Hank Aaron. We got Troy Vincent. There's Russ. Oh, I had this stupid ad. Ken Bowman, who is a center. They got J.J. Watt, number five. I'm interested to see who's four. Oh, well. All right.
Russ?
Joe Thomas.
Oh, Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Joe Thomas is pretty good.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, and then Alan Amici, and then Crazy Legs Hirsch, which, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Well, I mean,
he was awesome.
And then
his legs were crazy.
And they do have Mike Webster. So
what?
Oh, so that's the state, though.
No.
Is that the school?
I think these are all Badgers.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I don't sense confidence from you.
Well, this says the all-time, I guess it says from Wisconsin. That is...
I think that's the state.
But it says the brilliant list of Badgers' finest. All those other guys played at Wisconsin, so I would assume these guys did too.
I mean, if you're from Wisconsin, you probably went to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know.
Mike Webster and Joe Thomas were the only two that I would entertain. Joe Thomas was really
good. Really interesting to think about, like, you had me thinking about J.J. Watt in college, and I don't really even remember him in college. I mean, I remember him playing, but I don't, you know, nothing stands out. I know he's good, but, and then I was watching Myles Garrett last night, who continues to get more and more jacked. It's really unbelievable
becoming kind of silly.
It's unbelievable. He looks like freaking Hulk Hogan, or not Hulk Hogan, but the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, he's...
He's large. Unbelievable. Yeah. Every time I see him, he is bigger and more muscular.
Sounds about right.
Anyway, I remember him in college.
Yeah.
With A&M. And then you think about, like, well, the Boses in college. I mean, I was like, you just think about them from college, and it's like Clowney got more love than all those guys.
100%.
You know? Yep. In college, I mean.
Yes. Well, and sometimes you can be a really good college player, and then you get to the next level, and it's like, it's sometimes you just don't see it coming. Yeah, like a late bloomer, like J.J. Watt, again, started at Central Michigan. He was a tight end, and he transferred to Wisconsin, and it took a little bit, and then he popped at Wisconsin, and he got drafted on potential, and then next thing you know, like, you know, look out, here he comes. But yeah, his last year, he had 21 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, so it was a big year, but he wasn't, you know, I don't think anyone saw J.J. Watt being... that J.J. Watt.
Well, I was trying to transition to less sports, and it didn't work.
Yeah, did not.
We are so...
But we did get John Stocko in there. So,
yeah. Did you have John Stocco on the bingo card today?
No one did.
In Radio Lanch? Hey, listen, you just never know, huh? We're sports guys here. Yeah. Big time sports.
Sports behind the cheddar curtain.
Joey Harrington will be joining us today at 4:30. Believe me, I will not forget to tee him up for the poop story.
No, we need that.
That he has been teasing.
We need it.
And we'll find out how he feels about Dan Lanning's aggressive nature. But, you know, we got Jameis audio. Weekend, you know, football and stuff.
I love Jameis. He's
great.
He's quickly becoming my favorite non-real football
player.
He's
kind of entertaining, isn't he? The man of increase.
I love him. And, I can't get enough of him.
Yeah. So
being a man of increase.
We'll get to that, and we'll start with the poll question pertaining to college football this weekend. Next on The Fan, we'll get to some hot Jameis Winston talk coming up. Also, there's something from that game last night, and I thoroughly enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
A snow game is it's just great.
Oh, Jameis loved the snow game, too.
It's just, I don't know what it is about snow that it just changes everything, and the drama, it's just a blast.
Because we didn't have it at the beginning. It was snowing, but nothing was sticking, and then in the second half, it was like, hey, by the way, welcome to the blizzard.
Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to that. Somebody asking us to talk greatest Iowa football players next. You ask, you shall receive.
You want hot Iowa breakdown?
I have a list from Hawkeye.
Are they all tight ends?
Hawkeyeswire.com. No, but Dallas Clark is the highest tight end. He's number 4.
Well, you got Dallas Clark, you got George Kittle, you got Sam Laporta.
You got TJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
Kittle's not on here. And really? I don't know why. Well, number 1, according to HawkeyesWire.com, the greatest Iowa Hawkeye player of all time. He's number 2.
Is he really?
Chuck's number 2.
Well, I wonder if they're doing just what you did at Iowa.
Niall Kinnick.
Oh, of Kinnick Stadium, I guess? There you go.
Yeah. They're obviously not taking into account.
Anybody?
NFL career.
Niall Kinnick, Chuck Long, Bob Sanders.
Robert Gallery.
Bob Sanders went there?
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
He wasn't any good.
Well, no, but he was at Iowa.
He was at Iowa. They, Marshall Yanda, though, who is one of the best guards to ever play, he played there. I know that.
Dallas Clark, Andre Tippett.
Oh, I forgot about Andre Tippett.
And Alex Karras.
Oh, of Webster fame?
I think so. Isn't that the same guy?
That is the same guy. He also got suspended with Paul Hornung for being involved with the mob.
That's right.
Brandon Sheriff, Brian Bulaga.
Who do you guys want us to do next? Illinois?
Wait, didn't the Buccaneers tackle?
Merton Hanks.
No, Merton Hanks. No, the Tristan Wirfs. He was an Iowa guy.
He was?
Yeah.
This list must be old.
Iowa puts out sneaky, they're like Pitt. They put out sneaky good.
This is last.
Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
This is last year. No DeJean, no Wirfs, no Kittle.
Yeah, see, Iowa puts out sneaky good players. You know, they don't win crap.
Tyler Linderbaum, the center for the Ravens.
But, they do a nice job. Go Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes. All right, on X, at 1080 The Fan, that is where we put our poll question every day. Yesterday, we asked you, who is the best team in the SEC? And the winner of that was Georgia. You guys think Georgia is the best team in the SEC?
The Bulldogs!
41%.
I just don't. Carson Beck, to me,
He's having a rough year, isn't he?
He's having a rough year. Throws a lot of interceptions.
I wonder why.
Just doesn't necessarily look the part.
What's gotten into him? He's dating that. He's dating one of those.
One of the Cavenders.
The Cavender twins.
Oh, that's probably why. His eyes off the ball. The weapons aren't nearly what they've been in the past. And they don't run the ball quite the same way. And I think, I mean, quarterbacks. I can't. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that truly elevate offenses. There just isn't. And so when the product around you isn't as good, sometimes you end up having to try to do more. And I think when you watch him, I think he's trying to make too many plays. And when you play outside of a system like that, it comes back to bite you.
Well, when you win a championship,
he didn't win two.
Who was the first quarterback?
Stetson Bennett.
Oh, that's right. Stetsy.
Stetsy Bennett.
Your guy, Stetsy.
You're right. But when you win a championship, it probably, you know, a little bit of that goes to your head.
Well, you got a lot of pressure, and people thought he was going to be the number one pick.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And he goes,
got to prove that.
He might want to come back. Get
some NIL money.
Yeah, it's not going to go well for him at the
Cavenders
draft evaluation.
The Cavenders are in, weren't they in Florida? Weren't they in Miami?
They're in Miami.
And then the other one's dating Jake Ferguson, the tight end for the Cowboys.
It's good to be them.
Really?
It's good to be Carson Beck. It's good to be all those guys.
So Georgia got 41%, Alabama 22%, Ole Miss 20%, and Texas 17%.
No love, huh?
Today, well, 17% of the love.
Yeah, I guess a little love.
Today we're asking you, who pulls it off this weekend? Four potential upsets. Florida over Ole Miss, Indiana over Ohio State, Minnesota over Penn State, or Army over Notre Dame.
Army, baby!
Yeah?
The Black Knights!
Now, do you really believe
no,
that?
No, not
or
at
are
all.
Are you rooting for that?
I'm rooting for it.
Okay, but what do you really believe?
I love my military academies, and I root for Army every day, except for when they play Navy. Go to hell. Go Navy, beat Army, and that would be the best thing to happen. If I had the monkey fist sports wish, it would be Army beating Notre Dame. But no, that will not happen. Notre Dame, what's the spread on that?
14.
14 and a half? 14.
I'll lay the points. Like they're. Yeah.
I just think talent-wise. Yeah, I mean, Army's a good team, but
they're going to drill them.
We've already seen this game. Notre Dame played Navy, and they kicked the crap out of them. So Indiana, you know that?
Minnesota over Penn State.
Oh, really? Okay. If you're following the point spreads, Indiana has been getting bet hard in the last 24 to 48 hours, mainly likely because of the center for Ohio State who got hurt. But that line's down to 10. There's a lot of people jumping on.
It's a three-point line move.
Yeah, a lot of people jumping on the Hoosiers.
I will, and I get it. I mean, Indiana has looked really good. I can't get it out of my head. Because I said I did not watch Indiana play until they played Nebraska. And I watched that game and went, whoa. I mean, they hammered Nebraska. And I did the, oh, you got my attention. And then I'm trying to think, who was it? Who was next? I think they played Washington, was mixed in there, and that was all right. But I actually sat down. The two times I've watched Indiana all year where I watched the game was Nebraska, was really impressed. And then Michigan, who I'm not impressed with, Michigan should have beat them. They had them. And so I just can't get that out of my head that Michigan made their offense look very pedestrian. And if Michigan had any offense at all, they beat Indiana and they beat them going away. And that was at Indiana. And now you're asking them to go to the Shoe and play a team that's way more talented than what Michigan's offering. And yes, I know the O-line is jumbled. And that is a concern. In fact, that may be enough in a neutral Big Ten championship game for me to take Oregon in that game.
Yeah.
I look at the way Ohio State's O-line was when they played Nebraska.
Oregon's probably going to be an underdog, though.
I'll take Ducks. I'll take the Ducks with this reshuffled Ohio State O-line. But you're asking Indiana to go in the Shoe and beat that team. I don't buy it.
I don't either.
Because when you look at the overall talent composition of this, I'm willing to guess that there may not be one single player on Indiana's roster that Ohio State recruited. Not one. And I know coaching matters and all that and scheme and fit and all those things matter, but there's a reason why Dave Bartu picks 80% of games, correct? Simply based on coach and talent ranking. You know, and this is where the cream will rise and Ohio State will beat Indiana. But Minnesota and Penn State, one, Minnesota's not as bad that's not a bad team. And
they have good defense.
Yeah.
And this is one of those classic November games where Penn State will get taken down to the wire.
Yes.
You can just feel it.
And Penn State, I've said it all year. I'm just not a Penn State believer. I think their offense is dreadful. I think Drew Aller is maybe the most overrated player since Christian Hackenberg, and that's saying something. Welcome to Penn State. And this isn't even against my Penn State bias because I don't like Penn State. I just haven't been impressed with them all year, where I really think that Penn State easily could have three losses on the year. But they're finding ways, but if one of those is going to happen, I would take Minnesota. I believe it's at Minnesota, too. And I don't know what the weather is going to be like.
Yeah, that's right. It's in Minneapolis.
Indeed it is.
You know, is it going to be nasty weather?
Hopefully.
So
I think the Gophers are live this weekend, too.
Okay.
I mean, USC had them. I can't believe USC lost that game. Stunned that USC lost that game to Penn State.
Been a lot of games
towards Turdville
like that this year.
Yeah.
Where teams have just really gotten unlucky or blown games late.
Yeah. Just
a lot of them. USC's had several.
Oh, USC.
BYU's been on the good end of several.
Yeah.
Kansas had five in a row.
Fan text line telling us that Ohio State has 55 four-star players and Indiana has 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they're favored by double digits.
Yep. Yeah.
But, I don't know. A lot of people.
But Cignetti.
Yeah. Google me, bitch. A lot of people buying into the Hoosier hype.
I'd love it.
Google me, bitch.
I think it'd be awesome. I just, you know.
We didn't mention Florida hosting Ole Miss.
No.
A lot of people trust in Ole Miss now.
Yeah.
After what they did to
Georgia. What an exciting time.
And they're coming off a bye there.
Well, and Florida has been a decent story in that Napier hasn't been fired yet. But
they've played better than you thought. Come on.
They have played better than I thought.
But they're still like
Bad.
5-5.
Yeah.
And I think they emptied the tank last week to beat ranked LSU. Yeah. And they put all. It's a bad spot for Florida and a good spot for Ole Miss.
And Florida's O-line isn't very good. And they've got quarterback issues. And that's not good against arguably one of the three best fronts in college
football. Number one in creating havoc in college football.
Yeah, they're nasty. So I'll just now get away. Get them. Get. Go Minnesota.
So dismissive.
Well, I just think it'd be great if Penn State got left out.
Oh,
so,
God!
I want
Penn
State.
Turdville.
I want Penn State to
lose. You know that the witches of November will rise up at some point here.
You're making me uncomfortable.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah. There's not many good games on the slate.
Not this week.
But every time we say that,
this
is when the witches pop up. When you look at it and you're like, there's nothing interesting. And then something dumb happens. Wake Forest is going to beat Miami or, you know.
We just rolled, brother.
Weird thing will go down. Kentucky will beat Texas and throw the world into chaos.
All right. Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Who pulls it off this weekend? Florida, Indiana, Minnesota, or Army? Vote hard. Up next, Jameis Winston, the man of increase.
Being a man of increase?
Has more bits. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if you all ask, we will deliver. Because we owe it to you, the listener. And somebody wanted to know two other football teams' greatest players of all time.
Oh, okay.
We have Rutgers.
The McCourty brothers went there.
Yep. You also have Ray Rice, Kenny Britt, and Brian Leonard.
Okay.
And then someone was asking about Cal, and of course,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, exactly.
Deshaun Jackson,
yeah, there you go.
Cal's got good ones.
Joe Ayoub.
Jared Goff.
Andre Carter.
Did you know Ron Rivera played there?
I did not know Ron Rivera played there.
Cam Jordan.
Scott Fujita.
I played against Scott Fujita, who sneakily is one of probably the five best college players I ever played against. That son of a bitch.
He's a good player.
That guy was good.
Good little player.
He was long and rangy. He played a bunch of years in the NFL for like the Saints.
Okay. Now to the man of increase, who has stolen our hearts.
He really has.
After all these years. You know, he steals crab legs, and now he's got our hearts.
Isn't it weird that that guy has become, like, Team Jesus?
Yeah. Well, he's always been Team Jesus. It's just
Has he been Team Jesus?
Yeah.
I think so, but he hasn't acted the part.
He was accused of rape. He stood on the table and did the right.
Because no one who ever has followed Jesus has accused.
Right. Have you seen what happens in the church?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's no correlation there. It's just, I think he's always been the Team Jesus guy. We didn't know he was such a...
We didn't
Such
know
a
was
fun
a,
personality.
We didn't know he was a man of increase.
That's right. How about less Jason Kelce, more Jameis Winston?
I like where we're going. Jameis, the career's not going anywhere. Let's retire and become the new Jason Kelce of media.
It's a beautiful day.
Let's do that. I'm
okay,
ready
so it. Here is Jameis. Let's see. I got to find it. This was last night before the game. This is the one where you thought he was maybe high.
Oh, yeah. I don't think. Dude, my man is on something. He's just staring off into halfway through the question. He just stares off into the distance. His eyes are always wide.
And he starts smiling.
Oh yeah,
as if he came to an epiphany.
I know that feeling. Oh, I know that feeling.
You have said you don't become a Brown until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm depending on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
And then it ended up being quite a game.
Yeah.
Browns won. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of the NFL is, I mean, no one cares about the Browns. They're 2-9 or 2-8, 2-9. And yet it was, I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
No. And we all kind of thought the Steelers were coming off that big win over Baltimore, who at time we were thinking maybe is one of the two, three best teams in the NFL. And so you're like, man, you got to take Pittsburgh seriously. And maybe this is their division. And then they were not ready for a man of increase. They weren't.
Tough spot for them. But, you know, the snow, I love a good snow game. We need more snow games.
Yeah.
We need to put a stadium way up in northern Canada and make them play.
But they do have one in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, north. Let's keep going.
Keep going?
Keep going up.
Somewhere in Ontario.
And just send games.
Thunder Bay.
Every team has to play there at one point in the season.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get them, some of them, like Minnesota's got the dome, but you get them in Green Bay. Obviously, you get them in Buffalo, Cleveland. You know, we got a handful, but a lot of the teams there, you know, they build domes. Aren't the Bills building a dome with their new stadium?
Ooh, they're building a new stadium. I don't know if it's a dome or not, though.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah, because everyone wants a dome because then you can host
I thought it was Chicago, though. I thought Buffalo was the one that said, no.
I hope so.
We're staying outside. I thought Chicago was maybe saying we're going to close
it off. Chicago was talking about a dome. I'll look and see. But it's because the dome makes sense because then, you can hold stuff there year-round. But it lacks a certain something when you're when you don't have to play in the
Olympics. Do you want to hear famous Jameis?
Oh, you know I do.
After the game?
You know I do.
Man, you know, it really was amazing. Like, I was just praying on the sideline because that fourth quarter, it really was like, it was a whole paradigm shift. Like, we were playing so well offensively, and then bang, bang, back-to-back drives with turnovers, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this is really an NFL's film moment. The snow starts pouring down. It starts getting, like, my feet started getting heavy because I'm squishing through the snow. And, man, it was so good, and it was so great to end up getting that win.
I just love him.
So he's going to, I think what he's doing is angling for a post-career in broadcasting.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to call it right now. He's great, but we will be sick of him instantly. He will go the way of Robert Griffin. He will.
Yeah.
He's going to get hired and everybody's going to be like, oh, this guy's great. It was it.
It's a lot.
And then the next year they're going to be like, oh my God, can they take him off my television?
Please don't do this anymore.
I mean, we've already done that with like Romo.
Yeah.
RG3's already been fired.
Yeah. It does happen. Like, the shtick wears off. That was like the beauty of Bill Walton is that he managed to keep it going. You know, some people didn't like him, but he was a unique guy that kept it going. But yeah, that style I could see wearing thin. But right now, dude, I am all about a man of increase. I just every time I hear that guy talk, and it's even better when you see him on video because the facial expression.
His eyes are so wide all the time. He's just like, he's wild-eyed.
I am convinced that he is just on psychedelic substances.
All the uppers?
All the time. That dude is just on, he is just ripping stuff left and right. It's just, he just looks off into space as he's talking. I love it. He's eating W's, and I'm upset that it took us this long to appreciate him.
Well, he stepped in it for a while there, right?
Yeah, but even back in the day, man, he's eating W's. We should have known when he was eating W's. Nom, 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 nom. We should have known that he was great.
Am I misremembering? Was what? There a rape thing with him?
Yeah.
That was the big thing in Tallahassee.
Yeah, right? There was an, well, we had the crab legs, and then he stood on the table and said right in the, yeah, you know.
F him right in the P.
Yeah, and then, yeah, there was a sexual assault allegation, and we don't know whatever, like what happened
there. It just kind of went away.
But Florida State did not handle it.
Yeah, I remember talking about all that, but that was around him.
That was around him.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
what a comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's saying if it doesn't work out in broadcasting, you can go to a mega church. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Dude, put that guy on like the 700 Club and you'll get some donations rolling in. Because that dude's going to talk about some Jesus and he'll get some money in there too.
Hey, I mentioned Jason Kelce. I've got a Jason Kelce note.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't hate Jason Kelce. You do.
No, I don't. Yeah. I think he's great and he's a great personality. They're oversaturating us with Jason Kelce. There's a difference. There are people in the lexicon of sports that I really dislike, like Stephen A. Like I see his face, I turn it off.
Sure.
Kelce, I can consume. Yeah. I just think there's too much of him. Well, there's about to be more.
All right. When we come back,
we'll be right back on The Fan. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to our show. It is our show, Isaac and Sue. Hello. I was telling you about Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
You're starting to get an axe to grind. You are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he's a bit... You know who I liken him to? The thing that I liken him to is the Kenny Wheaton's Gonna Score video.
Yeah.
While amazing and a pivotal moment in Oregon football history.
Absolutely.
Think about all of the different things that have happened since then that you could highlight at Oregon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel that way about Jason Kelce. It's like, okay, great moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's an analyst now and kind of had his bit during the Super Bowl there with Taylor Swift and everything. But let's move on to other highlights. Like, are there other people? Do we have to keep playing the video? Do we have to keep forcing Jason Kelce down our throat? I mean, it's like, it's a lot.
Yeah, I get it. See, I do not have the fatigue you do, but I will say I understand where you're coming from to the point of, like, I used to have, this is going to be my weird little agreeing with you thing. I used to, for like 15 years, I had a Big Lebowski sweater. It was a Pendleton Westerly. And then I want to say like 5 years ago, they kind of became popular. And I saw Aaron Rodgers wearing one on the Pat McAfee show. And I was like,
Did that bother you?
It did. And I got rid of mine. I sold it. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And if you've noticed, do you know what Jason Kelce wears all the time? That sweater.
Yeah.
And every time I see him wear the sweater, I think to myself, I made a good decision. Why do not? I like Jason Kelce. I will say every time I see him wear that sweater, I'm like, yeah.
You made a good decision to punt on
the sweater. Yes.
Because you see Jason Kelce wearing
it? I see Jason Kelce wearing it.
Why does that? Why?
It's
more of a Rodgers.
You don't want it to be the it thing.
He has become a little bit of, I'm with you where it's starting to become just a bit much.
Oversaturated.
Yes, because then if I'm, I didn't want to be associated with Aaron Rodgers, and now if I wear it, then people are going to be like this, hey, it's the Jason Kelce sweater. It's kind of become the Jason Kelce sweater. And I, no, I'm drawing a line. Aaron Rodgers, you pushed me to the line. Kelce, it's too much, and it's dead.
Okay.
It's like Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. It's like when your mom and dad got on Facebook, you knew Facebook was over. It's kind of the way I feel about it.
Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne's going to score!
And it's great. Listen, seminal moment. Yeah. Wonderful.
But, yeah.
But Look at this program. Yeah. I mean, there's a
lot. But I don't think you get hit over the head with Kenny Wheaton like
you used to.
You think so?
I think they've, yes. I think within the last 5 years.
Are you really saying that they didn't hit you over the head with Kenny Wheaton?
No, I mean, I know they play it before every single game. I get that that's a part of it, but I don't feel like there was, I mean, the oversaturation of it, that part is way different for me. Like,
well, for you,
Kelsey,
because
it's
you,
every single turn.
Bucks
well,
defensive.
You went to Oregon.
Yeah.
I did not, and I'm looking objectively.
Yeah.
At what Oregon promotes, and that, again, great moment, but always to me, I'm like, God, that again? It's like, do you not have another highlight?
Well, I think if you have a highlight, like, I mean, Cal's no different. They do the play. The band is out on the field.
They haven't done anything since the play.
Okay, fair.
You guys are number one in the country.
Buck is very defensive about this.
I'm not defensive.
Right now.
I just don't think
you're not defensive.
I don't think the pick and Kelsey are the same thing.
I haven't seen you this defensive since we called you out for the speed cushions. I do like that Buck's like, I'm not defensive, as he's getting super defensive. It's all right, Buck.
So here's
I just disagree.
Here's all I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's all just calm down. All right?
For God's sakes, calm down.
Jason Kelsey is about to hit late night television.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes, he got his own show.
For like,
and it's going to be on ESPN.
Is he doing like a Jay Leno sort of thing?
It's called They Call It Late Night with Jason Kelsey.
Really?
He says instead of filming it in LA or New York, he will be going to Philadelphia. And his new talk show will see, quote, legends of the game, friends that I played with, coaches and celebrities, end quote. And they will all be there in the city of brotherly love with him.
Well, boy, that's...
And a Philly-based band named Snack Time will handle the music for the show.
This is a terrible idea.
This isn't going to end well.
Do you see what I mean?
This won't end well.
I mean, nobody watches ESPN programming besides live sports as it is. Why are they going to watch this?
This is going to be...
Do you see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
Do you see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
See what I mean?
I see what you mean. It's going to... This is a lot. It's a lot.
It's too much.
But at the same time, I get it.
Because, I get it for him. He's like, another paycheck?
It's another paycheck.
Sure.
And you just keep stacking bills. But someone should have probably told him, you know, it's okay to say no. But I guess when they're throwing that much money at you, the idea is strike while the iron's hot. And if it crashes and burns, who cares? They're giving you gobs of money and just shut up and keep doing it. But this is society.
That's how you feel about this show, right?
Clearly. Society will turn. Society will turn on him. It will.
Oh, well, I don't want that to happen.
No, but it's going to happen. They will turn. You can't be... When's the last time the it thing that happened so fast like this?
In sports or anything?
In almost anything.
Well, Tay-Tay. They're never going to turn on Tay-Tay.
Well, but she was a slow build, man.
That was
the thing. Someone that was like a cultural phenomenon where it hit... Where society did, in just the general opinion of you, didn't eventually turn. This is what we do. We build things up, and then we tear you down. It's like boy bands, right? There's a shelf life to them, and then eventually, and then you can have like years from now, he can do the comeback tour. But there'll be a backlash coming his way.
All right,
and I will say that he seems like a really good guy.
Well, yeah, he's a great guy.
Like a great guy.
And people keep waving money in front of his face, and he keeps taking it.
And
so.
I would, too. I have nothing against him. But.
I get it. Yeah.
So coming up next, one more observation from last night's game and our NFL weekend reach around on The Fan.